Welcome to the Print Pod. Retired IAS officer KBS Sidhu wrote an opinion article titled "Loopholes Have Failed the New 360 Degree Assessment to Impanel IAS Officers. It Needs Reforms." I'm Revati Karan and I bring you the podcast version of this article. The latest human resource practices across the globe in governmental organizations as well as in the corporate world are increasingly relying upon the process of 360 degree assessment of the candidates for fresh recruitment and promotion. Transplanting the same to impanel officers for senior posts in the central government without modifying it to suit the local context has led to stunning results in many cases. Brilliant and result-oriented officers being surprisingly eliminated in the 360 degree appraisal, and award-winning district collectors being rendered ineligible to be impaneled as joint secretary since they had not logged in 3 years on central deputation. The Narendra Modi government, while trying to streamline and rationalize this process in its bid to sift out the best talent, found that the existing process laid undue emphasis on the ACR or PAR, Annual Confidential Report or Performance Appraisal Report. The scenario was further complicated by the widespread practice of rating virtually everyone as outstanding in most states. For the uninitiated, senior positions in various ministries of government, secretary, additional secretary, and joint secretary are filled up among various All India and central services through a well-established process called impanelment. There are no statutory provisions provided for the impanelment process, and executive instructions or guidelines have been issued from time to time to regulate the process. The role of the Union Public Service Commission or UPSC does not come into play at any stage since this is not regarded as a promotion in the accepted sense. Guidelines are often changed, at times prescribing criteria that are impossible by a particular officer to fulfill at this stage in their career. Sometime around 2012, it was laid down that before an officer could be eligible to be considered for impanelment as the additional secretary, she or he ought to have not been impaneled as a joint secretary, but also to have served as director and or joint secretary at the center for a minimum of 3 years. Many senior officers who had been impaneled as joint secretary but had not served in government were thus deprived of their chance to be impaneled as additional secretary and consequently of further progression as secretary in a ministry in New Delhi. Similarly, the guidelines were relaxed, especially in terms of years of service, in favor of the central services, thereby opening up prospects for them to be impaneled as additional secretary as well as secretary, posts which were otherwise, by default, earmarked for officers belonging to the Indian Administrative Service or IAS. Traditionally, apart from conditions like vigilance clearance and non-pendency of any departmental proceedings, complaints or inquiries, the ACR or PAR dossier of the officers is examined by a group of serving or retired secretaries. The gradation given by their respective reporting or reviewing or accepting authority is comprehensively scrutinized and reassessed, and thereafter numerical grading is done. Those above the cutoff are impaneled, whereas those who do not make the grade are left out. Each officer is entitled to 2 subsequent annual reviews from which they can be impaneled. The newly added process of 360 degree assessment of the officers has now become an integral part of the impanelment process. No guidelines in this regard are made available in the public domain. Senior retired secretaries of the government get in touch with senior colleagues and even junior officers with whom the officers under consideration have worked. Based on their telephonic conversation, they come up with an assessment that effectively overrides or at least vetoes the gradation received through the ACR or PARs. The officer, whether impaneled or not, is not given a summary or an outcome of the 360 degree assessment. If the objective of this assessment is also to afford constructive and critical feedback to the officer concerned, at least it ought to be shared with them. This is quite out of sync in the environment where the PARs are now fully disclosed to the officer after the process is complete in all cases and not just in case of adverse remarks. In my opinion, the following reforms are required. The empanelment process should be codified into statutory rules framed under the All India Services Act 1951, which would necessitate a formal consultation with the state governments. The non-transparent and opaque process of 360-degree assessment needs to be either discarded or should be followed by a personal interview with a panel headed by the Cabinet Secretary. Members of the UPSC can also be co-opted in the process. Documents only appraisal or mere informal and unstructured telephonic conversation needs to be supplemented by a face-to-face interview. This interview can also afford the officer concerned an opportunity to dispel any of the negative points that may have cropped up in the 360-degree assessment. Since the 360-degree assessment is confined to eliciting the feedback of officers, there is no reason to not contact senior politicians, including chief ministers and ministers under whom the officer has served. This might in many ways reveal unexplored traits of the officer, since the current feedback is merely bureaucratic in nature. It may be mentioned here that the CMs and the ministers are generally involved in writing the ACR or PARs of the senior IAS officers. The latest guidelines also provide that before an officer can be empaneled as a joint secretary, they need to have put in at least 3 years of service in the central government. Since the lower cutoff in terms of length of service is 16 years for IAS officers, this would mean that they should complete a stint at the center before they have logged 16 years of service. This is precisely the stage in their career where IAS officers are posted as district collectors and heads of department, which are arguably their most meaningful tenures. Thus, many officers who might be interested in coming to the government at the level of joint secretary are effectively deprived of the opportunity or are required to serve as directors in the center, while the juniors may be working as joint secretaries. Even otherwise, the government needs to encourage officers who have the adequate field experience to bring their perspectives to the table while being empaneled as joint secretaries in their respective ministries. All Group A Central Service are, in theory as well as in practice, specialist services, such as Income Tax, Customs, and Central Excise or GST, Audit and Accounts, Railway Accounts, Defence Estates, etc. Thus, their empanelment ought to be generally restricted to ministries, departments and divisions where they can tap into their core competencies. Moreover, allowing large-scale entry of officers from central services might go against the spirit of Article 312 of the Constitution, which envisages a common civil service for the Union and the states in the form of All India Services. In the absence of these reforms, the empaneled officers would essentially emerge from the so-called non-preferred cadres, whose officers usually prefer to serve in the national capital in one capacity or the other. Officers in charge of critical positions in central government ministries must come from the best of the lot and should not be shackled by guidelines that operate to irrationally eliminate them without any objective basis or criteria. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back soon with another episode of The Print Pod.